Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're here again and again. We always thankful for you that signing in, call in, and tell a friend or brother that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Yeah, Doctrine of Truth, we always strive to looking for the truth from the grassroots levels. There's no wrong answers. There's no answer, but we're just asking each one to, amen, give the truth about what their dream and their vision, that we all can grow thereby. The Bible says in His Word that, amen, we are get the milk of the Word that we can grow thereby. Not only that, but Jesus said, where two or three come together in His name, there He be in the midst. And we're so thankful for you and you. Amen. Let another friend know that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. It's come to inspire you, encourage you, amen, and direct you in the way of God in the simplest way as possible. Amen. We're not here to build up any denomination or doctrine or belief, but we're just working for the complete truth of God's Word. Amen. The subject is, what is religious peace? What is religious peace? Now, Father, we thank You for Your Word. Lord, we thank You, O God, for the gathering through the Holy Spirit, that You stretch Your hand of deliverance, O God, in this broadcast. Amen. And heal and deliver and set free in the name of Jesus. Bind Satan's hand on every part. There's no weapon formed against us, amen, because, Lord, You said in Your Word, where two or three touching and agree, You be in the midst. And, Lord, when You're in the midst, amen, there's power, there's strength, and there's joy. And, Lord, we ask You to bring Your joy, bring Your peace, bring Your power when our brothers and sisters, wherever they might be and whenever they listen to this broadcast. This we ask in Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Amen. We're going to set out some scriptures, but we know that many more that of you would have other different scriptures you can bring in, or comments, a vision, a dream. That's how we work here at Doctrine of Truth. There's, amen, always some input. And if you don't want your name to be mentioned, we won't, but we always try to give you credit, amen, in some way or form, amen. So we will from time to time mention your last four area code and your last four digits of your phone number. Amen. Amen. Here is the scripture number one. We were working from 1 Corinthians the 13th chapter, and also 2 Peter the 1st chapter, and looking at the book of Corinthians. Paul is writing here, amen, he's talking about all the different gifts, how it's important, amen, but we're striving to, in this broadcast, we're striving to pinpoint, amen, because of all the different problems and situations that are happening in this world. Jesus said in the latter days concerning, amen, these are the times of sorrow, when we have earthquakes in diverse places, and we have, amen, floods, and we have all kind of wars and rumors of wars and pestilence in diverse places, and people themselves are reaching for some type of foundation, amen, within their soul and their spirit, to not to be so soon shaken, amen, and that whereby they can continue to live and prosper and be the person that God is calling for, or they're looking for God. They're looking for God, and they might not even know it. They're growing in Christ. Sometimes these crises, according to the book of Romans, the 5th chapter, talking about we go through trials and tribulation, amen, it builds us, and we want to be very clear as much as possible, amen, to work in a lot of different scriptures and things through others, but make it very simple, very simple. Paul is saying here, we'll start 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, he said, though I speak with tongues and of men and of angels, amen, and have not love, I have become as a sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. I'm reading from the American King James Study Bible, and you know we always work from, we'll say, all our readers and know that we are not skillful in analyzing and translation. So what we do, we work between American Standard, then we have the Amplified Bible, then we have the King James Study Bible, amen, and sometimes we have, amen, the Common English Bible, amen. So we work between all four of our different translations, New and the New International, the New International Bible. So we work between four or five different translations, amen, to find the truth, the truth of the scripture or the content. So you'll find me reading from different Bibles sometime, amen, and quoting different scriptures, amen. But we're praying that, amen, they become out clear, and that's what we're seeking for. The Bible says, get wisdom, but all I getting, get understanding. Amen. We need understanding. So, continue with the 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. Now, at the second verse, it says, though I have the gift of prophecy, understanding all mysteries and all knowledge, though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. Although I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profit me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. It does not provoke. Thinketh no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice and the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hope all things, and endureth all things. Love never fail, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there are knowledge, it will fade away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, understand as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest, who is the greatest? The greatest of all these is love. Now, since we have the founding love, charity, since we have the foundation of what we are striving for, amen, and people have to a point of view, and this is the argument, amen, a discussion, amen. If you have put things before, amen, and thought that in religious world, amen, that your denomination, prophecy, any other thing greater than the love of God in your life. Amen. Paul says that, amen, all these things will fail. They will fail. Amen. Amen. If you have grabbed, for example, many years ago, early in life in the ministry, amen, I was always taught, and this is not, there's a place for everything, but I was out of place when it comes down to, because of what I was taught, amen, that fasting was greater than studying the Word of God, and then it's praying, amen. During my time of, I had one big revival ministry up and running the tent revival, and during that week, I probably would hardly eat that much during the daytime, just wouldn't eat maybe one meal, amen, and pray and lay in the closet and pray and talk, amen, to God, and amen. During the latter part of that week, amen, in the closet, and I was trying to get a message, a subject, amen, and the Holy Spirit said, you better get my word, and it shook me to my bones. It shook me all over. And here I'm saying, well, Lord, I'm seeking you. You know, you got to get God's word. So here I am looking at the clock. And say, oh, my God, it's almost time. Amen. It was a minute going down to about 3 or 4 o'clock. So anyway, I had much time. I had to travel about a half an hour. Amen. I had to get together now. I got to jump up and run and study and run through the Bible and study and study. I didn't have much of God's word in me. When you preach 2 and 3 different subjects, amen, a week revival, and seeking God for anything, answer, God's word is in you. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world, but you still have to feed your body, your mind, your spirit with the word of God, with the word of God. Everything will pass away. Amen. And Paul was saying here, even though you give your body to be burned, or you're giving your body, and I was sacrificing my time as my body, amen, but it was not really deep in loving God's word, amen, like I should have, because of my foundational teaching, it was laying up other things before God's word, you know, denominations, you're in this denomination, you got this title, you got this holiday, amen, you got this, you got to prophesy, you got to, and so much was laid up, amen, but loving God's word, amen, was not preeminent, it wasn't that flagrant in my life to quote a scripture or recall a scripture. Amen. The Holy Spirit spoke. He said, you better get my word. And it shook me to my bones. You know, God's word. Like Jeremiah, the Lord said, in my word like a hammer. Amen. So I jumped up. Amen. I forgot what message I preached that night. But when I began to preach the God's word, amen, it looked like I was in a tunnel echoing. I looked like I walked into, when I got that subject going, looked like a tunnel. I was in a tunnel. Amen. Preaching. And it was just so, those of you that are preachers that are listening, and those that teach study, amen. Holy Spirit, it looked like I was elevated to a higher level than before I ever preached before. 7 people came to Christ that night under the tent. 7 people came and just gave up their life. We could have started it. We were seeking to start a foundation of ministry there in that town. Amen. So, make a long story short, loving God's word, when things begin to crumble and fall apart in your life, amen, the word of God is your foundation. Hebrews says, and we're going to, many people that can't sleep, can't have problems with their mental capacity, and they're coming out of so many different problems. Amen. When you begin to read the word, Hebrews 4, begin to talk about, in the 11th verse. See, you can go on and read it later. Let us therefore be diligent to enter into that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. The word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of the soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. There's no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him whom we must give an account. So the word of God is the sword of the spirit, but it helps you, amen, it helps and clean you and deliver you, amen, and it feeds your spirit and mind and give you that foundation that you need. Jesus is the practice that we need to be involved in. Jesus is the practice, amen, that we need to hold on to. I know what is religious, amen. Religious is a teaching of religion and by, you know, members of a religious order, you know, denominations, sects, churches, organizations. They teach a different doctrine. Being religious, they teach all kind of different teaching and subjects from a religious order. Some person there, amen. But it should be about, it should be about Jesus. And that, when the times of all these sorrows and failures that people are going through, amen, it would hold you. It would hold you, saying that you're not human. You're human. It's human, amen. We're supernatural, because he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world, amen. Our spirit been born again, but we're still living here in this old natural, amen, raggedy body, amen. We're like filthy rags. We're still living in this old filthy rag body, but Jesus is most strong. He's stronger than everything. So can a religious religious peace hold you? Can it really hold you? Or can we expand on that? Can we expand on that? And that's where we are. That's where we are. Amen. All right, we're going to the phones now. We're going to, amen, the studio. And you can call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. You can give your first name. We are, this year we want to make sure everybody get credit. We are, you know, we decide if call your last four digits, and you can give your first name. Amen. If you so desire, because we are, these programs are being aired. Amen. All over the United States and the world, and people are using it for Bible study. Amen. But we need help in times of these. Times of this, the truth need to get out, amen, and we are working here at Doctrine of Truth to get the truth out, amen. Dial 1 and push 1 on your phone, the technician will put you in, amen, and that you can express yourself, amen. You might have a scripture or a dream, the Lord maybe have done something for you, amen, in a way that make it simple, and you've been using that, amen, and God has been blessing you from this day and evermore. Amen. We need your help. We need your help. Amen. All of us need help. Amen. Jesus said, where two or three come together in his name. Amen. We welcome the Holy Spirit as he come in. Amen. With us and help us and encourage us. As always. Amen. He is my assistant that he takes over from time to time. Amen. And guide us all to the truth. Amen. All right, you can push 1 on your phone if you have a comment, a song, amen, a dream, a prophecy that God has given you, or either another scripture, amen, concerning, amen, being religious. Have you found peace in that? Have you found peace? Amen. and what you've been taught, and have you found peace? Were you looking in a direction and God led you in another direction and you found your answer? You found the answer. Amen. Oh, you was in error in one way. Amen. And you want to talk about it? And you found that being in that error, amen, you found Jesus. Amen. Being in that error, in that direction. Amen. All right. You can press one on your phone. We're going to go to another scripture here while we're waiting. In the book of Isaiah, sometimes in our walk in Christ, and we have to say, many of us, you was found somewhere. Religion, you know, was a practice toward some type of God. You can make it a God. You can make yourself. You might not realize that you was involved in something, amen. And you love it so well, and you what you learn, you learn from others. And you say, well, I know this is of God. This person constantly practice it. And when you come up against the truth, God's word kind of works on your conscience. He works on your mind. And the real word of God will not come back void. It won't come back void. So if you hear anything, a scripture, you've been praying and asking God to give you a direction to help you walk, amen, and his way, amen, he will give you a word. And as he give you a word, a scripture, or an area, and when you begin to search it out, amen, two or three people or a dream begin to slowly pull you in that direction, and they call spiritual growth. You begin to grow in Christ. You begin to grow, amen. You begin to reach out and understand more, amen. Here is Isaiah. Someone can push one on their phone. Amen. We don't want to continue to go too far because we slowly get into the mid part of the broadcast, and sometimes we get to winding up here and we begin to really get interesting. Amen. The last part of the program, we run out of time. But notice in Isaiah 58, I think, another scripture. We don't want Isaiah 58. Amen. We want another chapter of Isaiah. Amen. And Isaiah was talking, and he was talking about keep your mind on him, and he keep you in perfect peace. And that's what one of the areas in our life, keeping God, amen. He's the one that helps us all. He's the one that helps us all in the area. Amen. He's the one that helps us all in the area of our growth. He's the one that helps us all in the area, amen, of different religion. There are different religions out there. There are all type of beliefs out there. Amen. There's all people are saying that, you know, I am the way. If you study here, you study out of this book, if you study this one, amen, and they put it out front, it is well exposed, and the lifestyles are exposed, and it kind of, if you don't hear the real gospel, if you don't really hear the real word of God, because you have to hear. One of the prophets said, how can they hear? Unless they hear from a preacher, how can they hear? So it's up to the men and women of God to show God's word in their lives. To show God's word in their life. It's up to the men and women of God. If they walk daily, daily walking into the gospel, they begin to see where the peace is. Amen. You can see the peace in their lives. Amen. You can see the peace, amen, because of the things that are happening around them. But yet and still, they're able to go through the fire. Sometimes it's high persecution. Sometimes it's a drought in what they want to do. But seems as though they're not able. If you find yourself that way, say, oh, you know, look like the enemy attacking me on every hand, which he is. Amen. And you can't have what you want to have. Amen. So you reach out and you feel that, and you hear the teacher, oh, God done left you because, you know, look at Job's life, the things that Job went through. And I'm quite sure they thought they had left God, he had left God. Amen. But Job was believing in God. Amen. Not an organization, denomination, any other name. But at that time, the church, he had a personal relationship with God. And that would brought him to peace. That personal relationship with God brought him to peace. Amen. And in these times, the personal relationship, the personal time, amen, we have to clear back the calendar sometime. You have to push back situations. And the Daniel had talked about in the last days, how the enemy seeks to wear out the saints. Amen. Demonic attacks wearing you out. You're so involved, you can't hardly think too much about what you're just going on from day to day. Amen. Getting up, going to work. Amen. Eating, breakfast, come back, family, sit down, talk. But really have a good insight on God and Jesus Christ, what he's about, what he's really about in your life, what he's really about in your life. Amen. Let's push 1-855-236-2252. 1-347-215-8816. And when you push 1 on your phone, our technician will put you in. All right, now we're getting ready to turn this program, is beginning to run into making the last turn. We're making that turn into the half portion. We're in might as well say we're going into halftime now. We're beginning to turn that corner. Amen. And I'm going to back off a little bit. Amen. Because we want to hear what you have to say. Amen. About religions, about your focus of why things are happening today. If you hear so much about different people and different things that are happening to them and what's holding, amen, you up. Will it help to hold your brother up? Amen. Are your brother's keeper? Are you able to share? Did your brothers and sisters say, okay, this I do, amen, and it helps me. I got the peace of God, and can it help you? Amen. Amen. Will it help you like it's helping me? Amen. That's with the scripture of God, amen, I'm quite sure. The love, many of us love. Amen. And love things. And you know how when you love something and how much time and energy you put into it. How much time and energy you put into it. And you know when you do that, you begin to stand. You begin to shine. You begin to hold on regardless of what people say. You always find an area. Amen. To hold on to the things you love. Isaiah 61 talks about the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the broken heart, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. Claim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort those who mourn, to console those who are mourned in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the joy, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that you may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Amen. So Jesus, God has given Jesus, amen, God has given Jesus all of these attributes for us. God has given us, amen, these promises through his son, Jesus. Amen. And when we draw off of Christ, when we reach to Christ through prayer and through the word, that meditating on the word, amen, you might not feel that he's there. You might not think that he's there. Amen. But he's there. He's there. He's there all the time. Now, you might feel, say, well, the way I was taught about Jesus being around me, Jesus, amen, Jesus with me, is not the way, amen, what the word says. Amen. That's why it's so important that the word of God, amen, in your life. Galatians talking about, amen, if you're in the spirit, you're in the spirit. And, you know, what the word of God says about being in the spirit, like being compared to those that feel that they are walking in the spirit, amen, and those that feel that they are not walking in the spirit. When you're walking in the spirit of God, amen, the fruits of the spirit, and you're walking in the spirit of God, you have love. That's what we were talking about. 1 Corinthians 13, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, against such there's no law. So when you're in the spirit, amen, you have the love of God in you, and you're going through all of these different drawbacks, what the world is saying, you have a peace, and even in long-suffering. Jesus said these are the times of that we're all going through, amen, these are the times of sorrow, but yet it's still, you can be in the spirit in sorrow. You can be in the spirit in sorrow, amen, because Jesus, he taught us, and the word is teaching, and you have to depend on the word, because the word is the one to save you, the word is the one, God's word. That's why you have so much spiritual, demonic fighting. The real word of God, the real people of God, is the ones that on the front line, amen, the one that's in the first agenda every morning, amen, even at night, according to the Bible, that where, amen, Lucifer up there making all kind of accusations, Peter saying that he was coming before God, making all kind of accusations about us. Amen, those that are in Christ. And Jesus sitting on the right hand signs that, no, Lord, that one is mine. Amen. And so all the time you have these attacks for your mental, for your thoughts. Amen. And so through the word of God, amen, through you say, I'm sorry and I'm not able to do a prayer, a song, and you all burdened down. Amen. Bless it. Jesus said, and the beatitude, blessed, amen, to be blessed. So we have to live on the word of God, live what the word of God says. And Paul, it says that, all right, we turn the corner here a little bit, and I'm going a little bit, I better slow down a little bit, because we want to get into the prayer, amen, we want to get into prayer, amen. We got about working in here now. Paul, it says, amen. And Jesus was talking about, amen, the sorrow and the thing that the suffering that Jesus went through showed us in the natural while he was walking this earth, the suffering and the things that he suffered. Amen. And remember when the disciples came to Jesus and they said, Lord, and who's going to be greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus said, well, you know, can you drink the cup that I'm going to drink from? Amen. They want to know who's the greatest. Amen. All these different things that the world has that draws you out of the peace of God, walking in the Spirit of God. Amen. And not many times you have a song. Not many times you have to find a hymn. Paul said, get a hymn and a song and a spiritual song. So you have to build your environment around you. Amen. And you know, look at David. When David played music for Saul, amen, he drove the evil spirit off of him. Get you some good spiritual songs and get you some good spiritual music. Amen. That means something that you can understand. Amen. And begin to sing in time of these. Because the natural man, he's always subject because he lived in this world. The natural body came from the dust and is always subject to pain and chemicals and frustration. Amen. So you need a picker-upper. Amen. We can use it that way. You need to get some scriptures and do some scripture warfare, memorizing scriptures, quoting scriptures in your mind to yourself. Amen. And begin the scripture drills. And you can't do that too much if you're quoting man, if you follow by a man teaching. And different organizations are teaching. Amen. Jesus said, amen, that if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will. So we leave the money alone and you want a big titles alone. Amen. Ask God, you know, Lord, I need some peace of mind. And Paul told Timothy, amen, about fear. Amen. So these scripture drills, learning the Bible, learning the chapters in the Bible, and learning things biblical around scripture reading. Amen. It builds your body. It builds your mind. Builds your spirit. Amen. And memorization. Amen. Meditation on it. David said he meditated on the word day and night. Amen. All right. You can press 1 on the phone. Press 1 on the phone before we go into prayer. Amen. We can press 1 in our... technician would put us in. Amen. It might be a little strong tonight or today in this subject. These are one of these subjects that whereby, amen, it goes down a little bit more meat. Amen. Paul is saying, you know, some plant and some water. Amen. And this might be a little bit more meat. Amen, than normal, because this digs down into a lot of traditional things that have been taught from us. But the bottom line is, amen, will it help you to stand? Wherever you are now, Peter has said this year, amen, 1 Peter, looking at 1 Peter, 2 Peter, looking at 2 Peter, amen. And Peter began to teach about our spiritual growth, and Peter began to talk about things that we need to always add to our faith. We're always looking to build. 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 2 Peter, in the first chapter. 2 Peter in the first chapter, Peter said, now also for the very reason, and he was talking here, talking about the grace of God, and he was talking about, amen, if I read a little bit here, amen, how to, in the fourth verse, he said, by which we have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption of that in the world through lust, but also for this very reason, give diligently to add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. Amen. For these things are yours and abound. You will neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who like these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from the old sins. Therefore, brethren, be more diligently to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you never stumble. Amen. You always have a peace. Always have a peace of mind. You always have, amen, control of your life. Amen. You always have to keep growing, get more knowledge, more knowledge, more knowledge, reaching out to get more understanding and understanding, understanding. Amen. God is able to do everything but fail. He's able to do everything but fail. Amen. All right, we're getting ready to go into our prayer times, and we're going to have three prayers before we close out. Amen. In this segment of the program, we're always reaching out for those that are lost, those that desire to come to Christ, those that are, you know, you got your brothers and sisters, amen, out there, and maybe you can have them, and you can use these broadcasts as you go up and down the highway, and if they can turn on their cell phone or they turn on through their computers tomorrow, the next day, the next week, and they can hear all these different broadcasts, amen, this year, amen, we're striving to reach more, amen, and because of the fact that the time is running out, time is getting short, and you have to get the word out as much as possible. As much as possible. All right, we can have a prayer. Someone can push one on the phone. We have a prayer. Amen. We want to pray for all those that are absent, all those that are lost. Amen. In this time, which if things that you've been using have not been worked for you, amen, concerning Christ, and you're seeking a deeper depth in God and deeper understanding in God, through reading his word and meditating in his word, amen, and getting the scripture so you can have a Bible drill for yourself in your word, building your mind. Because the word of God will cleanse and relieve your mind. It will. And you can activate it, amen, by what you try to do each day in your daily walk. Let's say, for instance, you get up in the morning, amen, put a little sign up everywhere, amen, did you pray? Did you pray before you do anything else, amen, able to pray? Ask God to give you strength. Then go try to read some scriptures. And you know you have to program your mind because you need a new habit. You might examine yourself about the way you're handling God's word, how you're studying, how you're approaching God's word. Amen, in your life, amen, for where you can build on another direction to help you grow in Christ. Paul said there's no height, no depth, no width in Christ Jesus. There is no height, no width, no. There's no area, so, well, I learned enough. No, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, he's the author of the Word. He gave it to men, the holy men wrote, amen, as the Word of God moved on them. Inspired them, but there's no now. Everything been recorded, but what you can get, you can get inspiration and understanding that you never thought of before. But it's the same Word of God. So to get this, to strive to get the real peace of God, Paul said in Philippians, amen. Strive to get the real peace of God that passes all understanding. You have to program your mind to think positive. Amen. Think on these things. You have to really work at this thing. You have to work at it. And when you begin to work at it, you begin to find, say, oh, you know, God does work. He is a healer. He is a promoter. And what is a miracle? That a man can stand through all the turmoil, all the hurricanes, all of the floods, all the walls and rumors of walls go around in his neighborhood, his life, and stand positive and say, well, you know, I can make it. I thank God for my life, and you know, I'm going on with Jesus. Amen. That's miracles. That's a peace, and that's the strive. Excuse me. That you're looking for. You looking for that foundation in your spirit, in your mind, and that you can focus on. And the source is God. He is the source. He is the source. And you, if you more, you reach out to Him vocally, and amen, now mentally and vocally, amen, writing and talking, that's prayer, amen. Paul said, man should always pray, amen, to Him, and surround your surroundings. You got a TV, a radio, put it on, Bible, songs and hymns that you can understand, amen, and you will find out, amen, He will keep you. He will keep you in perfect peace. But because we live here on this earth, amen, because we live here, we still live here, amen, and Jesus told God in 17th chapter of St. John, Lord, you don't take him out of this world. You know, but keep him in this world. Amen. You know, we are the witnesses to him. We are his witnesses to his power. Amen. You can make it. All things can go around you and go under you. Many things that go in all kind of ways, but you can make it in Christ Jesus. You can make it. All these different problems are happening here and there, but you can make it in Christ Jesus. You can make it in Christ Jesus. Amen. All right. We're getting ready to have prayer, praying for those that are sick, praying for those that have problems, praying for those that are going through trials and tribulation, because God, He is able to give us this, to give us this type of deliverance. God is able, amen. He wants you to be the rock in your community. He wants you to be the rock in your family. He wants you to be the ones, amen, that can stand when nothing else can stand. He wants you to be the witnesses, amen. Above all, he wants you to be the one, amen, that people can call and ask you questions, and as things go around. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Stretch your hand of deliverance, God, upon each and every one, O God. And you know the sick ones, Lord. You know the ones that haven't conditions, Lord, you know the ones that are striving, oh God, that depend on you. Lead them to a higher ground mentally. Lead them to a higher understanding in their spirit. You say each man is supposed to be born again. And Father, we thank you right now, knowing that we have the born again experience. Amen. God, how you come in. Amen. And you take control and give us that assurance in our life that we are going to heaven. God, we knowing that through it all, one day we're going to see you. And we knowing that you haven't made a mistake. You made the trees, and they're constantly growing. You made the stars and the moon, regardless of what all these things that are happening all over the world. Amen. Lord, you're still there with us. Your world have not been torn down. Amen. Your world is still existing according to what you have it to do. And it's one day we know for sure that you're coming back for us. One day we know for sure that you're going to deliver us. And one day we know for sure there's going to be a greater place for all of us to go. And we thank you for it. We thank you for it. And Lord, we ask you to bless it. Bless each and every person today, tonight, the week, where they might be. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, the name of above every name, in the name of Jesus, Amen. That name is so powerful. Amen. It shakes the world. Amen. It created mankind. The name of Jesus brings power. Amen. Brings authority. God said, I got all authority through his name. And Jesus, when he rose from the dead, amen, the last enemy of mankind, amen, he took all the authority from death. In Jesus' name, amen. If anyone is in Christ, God got your life. He got your hope. Amen. And you can depend on him. He will not lie. He will not lie. He will not turn you down. He will not sell you out. Amen. Whatever is happening is for your good. He can take it and turn it around. Amen. It's for your good. He's the one, amen, that made this world. So we're going to see Jesus. We're going to see Jesus. Amen. And whatever foundation you found yourself, amen, amen, God got the answer. But above all, we want to this year add to our faith. Add to God's promises. Add to the things that he wants us to do. Amen. In doing that, amen, you'll be didn't even know. Say, well, I didn't ever know God was able to increase my understanding. He can. And he will. He will. Amen. All right, we thank God for you listening in. Amen. We know it was a tough subject. Amen. It was a tough subject. And that's what's happening today because there's so much, amen, false prophets and false teachers saying that they are Christ. Amen. They over here, you know, God is over here. God is over there. Amen. So we hoping that said something to expose, amen, the false teaching. You have to say something sometime, from time to time, concerning false teaching and false Christ. Because Jesus said there'd be so many of them, so many coming. Amen. Sometimes it's hard to find the truth. But one thing about the truth will come forward. The truth will come forward. The truth will be seen and heard. Amen. The earth will not pass away. Amen. So many predicting that the world was coming to an end. Things that are happening are coming to an end. Amen. It's not coming to the end yet. Not so. Amen. Till God come back. Amen. The fallen angel trying to tear up everything down here using different men and women against men and women, races against races. Amen. And different kingdom against different kingdom. But, amen, Jesus already predicted that. That's how powerful he is. He already have said that these things will happen. And so that's the power of the Bible. That's the power of the information that's come from the Bible. God has already predicted, amen, these things that are happening. And that's why it's important that we study and read the Bible and be in a biblical place. Find a church. Attend the church that you know. Once you find a good King James Bible, amen, and study from it, amen, you find a church that's stand with it so close, and then you take it into your own, and you feed your own self, learning scriptures and learning verses, amen, and reading it for yourself, and really get down into it, amen, and praying and seeking God, amen, like there's no tomorrow, which it might not be a tomorrow, amen, and finding other programs like this. Amen. And giving yourself all you can to God, the more you be activated into it, the more you give yourself, the more you get the hunger, you want to do something. Amen. The more you want to do something, the more you understand. Amen. The word of God is so powerful, and people's lives are being changed. Amen. And that you are not a God. You're just like everybody else. Amen. We are just instruments. And once you become a good instrument of God and willing to, amen, to share the word, live the word, amen, and come out from among those that are teaching negative, amen, and be positive and learn, because many are involved in tradition, And we want to make sure that you don't get too involved in that, because it will take the peace from you. Tradition will take the peace. And Jesus said that. Amen. When the disciples was out there, they was out there on the Sabbath. They was hungry. They was going through a cornfield, and they was eating corn, and the Pharisees stopped them. Amen. And Jesus began to tell them, amen, if your ox fall in the ditch, amen, would you leave him in the ditch on the Sabbath? Amen. Because Jesus is our Sabbath. He was God in the flesh talking to him about, amen, don't let tradition. He said the tradition of men will stop the word of God. Tradition. Amen. You get so far and wrapped up in tradition, and you say, oh, they used to do this, Amen. You got to work yourself out of it. And then you come, the more then you become free. Because tradition will tie you down. It will weight you down. Amen. That you, oh, I got to do this. I got to do this. Amen. It become a law to you. That if you can't, if you don't do it, you break it. Amen. And that's what a law is. Amen. But when you walk in the Spirit, it's God in the Spirit. Amen. It's not about, amen, you can save people by your life. But when you get involved in a situation where you feel, amen, it's going to hurt you, then you're on the wrong track. Amen. Because love is kind, and love, amen, all never fail. Love always, amen, gives. Love always willing to step to the side. Love always the other parts, amen, of the world and of the life. Amen. Don't be jealous. That's a bad spirit. It's one to begin way back in the beginning of time. Jealousy is cruel to the grave. The enemy want to break up things, being jealous. Amen. You can do things yourself and do the best you can. Amen. God bless you. As always, we thank God. Amen. For the listeners. Amen. Tonight. Amen. And concerning the peace. What is religious peace? Being religious. Amen. And Jesus, being in Jesus. And one thing about Jesus, he said, amen, I can be your friend. And that's close. Amen. He that is in you is greater. We have to draw off it. We have to talk about it. And once you, whatever word you have in you, whatever scripture you have in you, amen, until it's time that you're able to get more, amen, work on that. Meditate on that. Amen. God bless you, as always. Amen. You can go to www.jciministries.org. Amen. And you'll find us there. Amen. On our website, and you see all the different programs, and you can go into the Blog Talk Radio, amen, blogtalk.com, and you can pull up Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole, and view a lot of these broadcasts, amen, that are going on. And we pray that this year that you fulfill all the vows that you make. You wind up making vows, and amen, for open and praying that you got these vows, and we pray that, you know, you fulfill them this year. But nevertheless, God love you, we love you, and we always say Jesus is greater. He is greater. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. God bless you. Until next time.